are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Ray, joined by Wally. Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Wally, you know what time it is.
It's time for the pregame. You know what it is. Let's get into our tradition. The pregame.
We'll talk about the debut of running back Adrian Peterson. Then we'll have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about the Skins' projected 53-man roster. Then we'll debate if the Washington Redskins should sign quarterback Bashard Breeland. And finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, last week the Redskins signed Adrian Peterson, and in his first preseason game against the Denver Broncos, the man ran for 56 yards with only 11 carries. Let's talk AP, Ray.
You know what? He just looked – he was a bright spot on a bad football team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think come opening day at Arizona, I think he'll go – and with a chip on his shoulder, a team he played for last season, and a team that obviously he's not on that roster now. That should give him some added motivation, as if he's not already, you know, motivated enough. But overall, I wasn't impressed with the team, and he did it for me as far as finding that positive. That was enough to even forget that the team looked terrible.
Yeah, the team looked bad. I mean, I think everybody who watched that game knew that their first unit, offense and defense, looked horrible. But for me, like, looking at Adrian Peterson for what he did, like, you know, the Broncos were going 9 in the box. Now, it'd be easy to say they weren't if they were going, like, you know, say 5 in the box, you know, 6 in the box or whatnot. But they went 9 in the box, and the dude was still ripping off runs. So that's how I look at it. When you grade out Adrian Peterson, his performance, like, to your point, the offense was horrible, and they still tried to stack the box to stop him, and the Broncos still weren't able to stop Adrian Peterson.
Well, one thing that's significant, too, and we always know this about Adrian Peterson, but still 33 years old, he's not going down on the first hit.
Of course, yeah.
And that's what's great, somebody who can extend plays, because there were a couple games he might have got 5 or 6, but,
yeah,
you know, unfortunately, maybe Fit Rob only gets 3 on that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
but
true.
I still, again, I feel like I think he was given the opportunity. Was he given the opportunity because – Adrian Peterson given the opportunity just to see what they had in him, or was it the plan, we're going to start him because Adrian Peterson?
I think that it was more to see what they had. I mean, the guy didn't play he wasn't in camp. So you hear the word that he's done. Like, you heard from what you saw with the Saints, what you saw with the Cardinals, to a certain extent, everybody was like, you know, Adrian Peterson is done. So the Redskins wanted to see what he had to offer, and that's why he got so many carries. And then you saw the difference. I mean, I think it's, you know, you don't have to be a big football fan or a guy that, you know, breaks down film work or whatnot. When you look at what Adrian Peterson brought to the table compared to the other Washington Redskins running backs.
I told you a couple weeks back, and I shared with the listeners, that I was one that felt as though a move didn't need to be made just yet. I said, give it some time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the team felt different, and so far it looks like it paid off, but time will tell.
Yeah, it's only preseason. It's only preseason. That's only one.
But you got to be happy with what you saw against a first-team defense, a really good first-team defense in Denver.
Yeah. Exactly. So can you see, I mean, I know you were a little skeptical last time we did a show, but can you see Adrian Peterson, if, you know, on this team, being a back that can possibly get 1,000 yards for the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's just that talented. He's Adrian Peterson, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily think it'll happen. I would love to see the Redskins mix it up a bit, maybe have some two back sets with Thompson,
mm-hmm.
Because it looks like he's good and ready to go for regular season.
Yeah, from what I've heard.
All indications.
Mm-hmm, all indications.
And I think you can also mix it up with the combination of backs you have. Again, it's just unfortunate for these guys who have worked hard up until Adrian Peterson's arrival. It really is. I'm going to keep saying it. Capri Bibbs is probably going to be cut.
You know, it may not be Capri. I mean, it's a competition. We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
but it's a competition.
We're gonna get
there. Yeah, it's a competition.
But if they go by committee, like I feel they should, then no, Adrian Peterson should not be 1,000-yard back. If he is with that offensive line, hey, a more hats off to him. Now, that offensive line could improve as the season goes on. That's what I hope and expect. But from what I've seen, we're going off if we're going off Adrian Peterson's one preseason game, then looking at that offensive line with Trent in the lineup that night, I didn't like what I saw.
You told me you didn't like what you saw?
The offensive line, no.
What you don't like about the offensive line?
They didn't protect Alex. I know that much.
Oh, Alex Smith ran into a couple of sacks. And plus, again, you're going against the Denver, like you mentioned, the Denver Broncos defensive front, where it's not an average defensive front. You got Chubb and you got Von Miller. It's not an average. That's not a.
Even in that fourth down run you referenced, there was penetration by
yeah, but there was two holes too at the same time. Like he just he had two holes to pick from. He chose that bounce back pole because he felt like that was a.
That was his vision that got that. I feel like the hole was on the inside.
If I showed you the tape, you see what I was talking about.
You might be right. I'm just saying that's from my vantage point. I'm just saying he bounced it out. He Reggie bushed it.
No, I mean he bounced. Yeah, he did. Yeah, Reggie bushed it. I mean he's got vision. He's Adrian Peterson, like you said before. He's a great running back.
That was so more AP than the offensive line. That's how I feel.
No, I mean the offensive line. I mean he had holes within the offensive line.
He would have got maybe 2-3 yards if he took that inside hole that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Versus when he broke it outside he's Adrian Peterson.
I agree. I'm not going to argue that.
He took off and he had a long run. And the old Adrian Peterson might have broke that for
I think the old Adrian Peterson definitely breaks down for the touchdown. So we agree with that one. We definitely agree with that
one. So he got the Floyd Mayweather-esque athleticism. He's still great at what he does. But you know he's just not who he used to be.
That is a great comparison. Floyd, he's the Floyd Ball Mayweather. Head. Yeah.
Beat your kids.
he beat your kids. When one beats his. Never mind.
Floyd Mayweather, I think he beat his children too, man.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think his son called the cops on him or something, but maybe that was when he's beating. I'm sorry. I don't even want to go there.
Again, I don't think Adrian Peterson's situation is true.
No, Adrian Peterson just used a switch. That's not fair.
It's not fair.
But it was just, you know, you said. Pick out some commonalities, right?
I know, yeah. You had a couple of them, actually. Bald head, dark skin dude. One, you know, one had like an abuse charge kind of like, you know, kind of thing. And again, in terms of skill, you're right. Not as fast as he used to be. Like Mayweather had this hand speed back in the day. Then he kind of slowed. He slowed it down a little bit.
Yeah, but he still was Mayweather. Yeah, still was fast. Was crafty. And he still was smart. I mean, it's definitely a good analogy. I'll say that much. But
it was great, bro. Don't shortchange yourself.
1,000-yard rusher wouldn't be shocked. I would hope they would go by committee and not over rely on him.
You would. I mean, I think if he gets 15 to 20 carries.
Did you watch the telecast though? Do you think CP was hating a little bit? In a fun way.
I think of course, a tad bit. You know what I mean? But you saw him on Twitter like put some respect on that number. I thought he was joking around initially.
Oh,
so.
Well, he was having fun with him, no doubt. But
like a little bit of truth, though, right?
I mean, when you think of the last great Redskins running back, Portis comes to mind. Now you have AP in town wearing your number.
Yeah, because Breland had his number.
Has to be tough to see.
Sorry. Breland had his number. So, I mean, folks have had his number.
Yeah.
Even Roy Helu had his number.
But it's just.
Roy Helu had his number.
That's Roy Helu. This is Adrian Peterson. Did you see him doing a sideline interview with Helu saying, hey, man, where'd you get this stuff from? And then bringing out your own jersey. Like, that was wild.
Man, look. He should be happy. Truth be told, he should be ecstatic that Adrian Peterson took his jersey. We're talking about a real Hall of Famer. And we're talking in terms of Adrian Peterson, one of the best of all time. And Clinton Portis, who's one of the, at his point in time, was one of the better running backs in the game, but not one of the best of all time. You know what I mean?
Like, so he should be honored?
He should be honored.
Man, you're a competitor. You're not honored. That's how I look at it. But I guess he could be in a place in his life where he's not bitter anymore. He's satisfied with where he is and how his career went.
So, all right. So, you mentioned this a little bit, Ray. With the reports that, you know, this looks like Adrian Peterson will be starting, which running back for the Skins is endangered of getting cut?
It's Bibbs.
You think it's Bibbs?
Okay. Because – to me, Bibbs' greatest asset is his ability to catch out the backfield. And you got Thompson, who is shown to be probably better than him.
Thompson's better.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah. And what else do you bring to the table? You're not a guy that can run between the tackles very often. You don't show yourself to be every now and back. So, yeah, I think Bibbs is done. I think Bibbs. I don't think you can part ways with Fit Rob. Fit Rob will get picked up quick though.
This is my thing. I think that you probably, if I had to, in terms of, all right, if we're looking at strategically speaking, right, the back I would cut, and I like Fit Rob. It would probably be Fit Rob over Bibbs because the reason why I'm saying that is that you got P. Ryan to probably back up Adrian Peterson, right? Like, that would be the backup at this point. How it looks like. You can use him to back him up. And also, you used him as a high draft, as a decent draft pick last season. So, there's value with P-Ron. I mean, I don't like P-Ron. I think I like Fit-Rod more than I like P-Ron. But I'm just going to keep it a buck. Then you look, if you look at Bibbs, you don't have, if Chris Thompson goes down, right? If he does go down, you don't have another running back that can back him up or replace him in terms of a guy who can catch out the backfield. So it's going to either be Bibbs or Marshall. Like, I think one of those two. Marshall is on the injury, is probably going to go on the IR. You need to keep Bibbs so he can back up Thompson. So Fit Rob is like, okay, why do you have Fit Rob if you're going to have P-Ron as your backup running back? You know what I mean? So it's like
Fit Rob was becoming a little more versatile.
No, he was. But Bibbs is a more,
you know what?
Bibbs is a more versatile.
There's gonna be value for Fit Rob if he leaves. I really believe that.
I hope so. I think he's a good dude.
I feel as though Bibbs might be on a practice squad somewhere until later on the season when somebody gets hurt.
See, I don't know. See, I think Bibbs has shown enough in terms of on the tape from last season. And even in the preseason game.
I said that a couple weeks ago.
They did. No, in terms of,
I like
being,
Bibbs.
I know, in terms of being on a roster, I don't think if you cut Bibbs, someone else is going to pick him up.
I mean, he's not Darren Sproles.
He's not. No, he's not. Saying? But Fit Rob isn't.
Sometimes you can have Darren Sproles and, let's just, for lack of a better word, just thinking out the box, mm-hmm. Danny Woodhead on the same roster. But it's Darren Sproles. You can't cut him.
Yeah.
But you got to have – but – it's Capri Bibbs. I mean, I felt as though Capri Bibbs he proved himself enough.
Yeah.
But I think Fit Rob, based on what he brings to the table,
but
if I'm in a red zone and Adrian Peterson is winded or he's injured, whatever, But I'm going Fit Rob down the red zone.
But he wasn't even doing that last season.
Fit Rob?
He wasn't even producing like that in the red zone last season as a tough guy.
Maybe not consistently, but I think he did at times.
No, he did the year before, not last year. That's the knock on him. He's not getting tough yards. He's going down easy. That's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, if he's not bringing that to the table, and you're gonna probably use a P-Ron, what's Fit Rob gonna? Why even have Fit Rob on the roster?
Mm. You make a compelling point. I can't argue with it. I think I'm just biased.
I mean, I like the dude. I ain't gonna lie. I like the dude. Like,
you making a case for Capri Bibbs? This is amazing.
I know.
After the heated discussion we had a couple weeks ago,
but only because how things have been set up.
Though. Because Adrian Peterson, you set it easy now. You got the running back situation is taken care of.
Hey,
it's amazing.
AP makes life real, man. He does. He makes life real, man. AP is like. That running back that you see
time
special.
Time will tell, man. I'm glad that he gave that small sample size. It was a great one. And now y'all can ride that all the way to the kickoff in Arizona.
Dude, you make it sound like you don't think the AP isn't greatness, though. Like, I'm not saying that he's great now.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, I saw him last season. I saw Capri Bibbs last season. I saw Adrian Peterson last season. And he showed flashes. But as we just identified, he's not the guy that was running all over the Bears is rookie.
But let's be fair to like for what he had to deal with last season. I'm talking about the Cardinals. Like who was his quarterback? Blaine Gabbert and nobody's. So I'm gonna stack the box. I guess an aging over with an aging player.
He was in New Orleans before that, and he had opportunity.
No,
but they had a banging rookie.
Yeah, they really wanted to showcase that rookie, and he was good, and he was like that.
Well,
he's fresh.
I think they didn't realize what they had until the start of the season.
Oh, I agree. And then and Ingram too. Like you had two young dudes. Why would you want
to see Ingram, AP, which one you gonna take?
Right
you
now,
you gotta pick right now on the Redskins, who would you take?
Oh, Ingram look good. I'm going Ingram. Yeah,
you would take Ingram over AP right now.
What? With this how AP looks
right
like?
Now? Yeah.
No, I'm taking AP. He's a Redskin. Wow. He's a Redskin. No, I'm taking AP. He's a Redskin right now.
This is crazy.
But I do like Ingram though. I do like Ingram though. He's a Bama boy, man.
He's a bigger, faster Emmitt Smith.
A bigger, faster Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. Catch out the backfield, run you over.
I don't like Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith is an offensive line dude.
Come on, man. Well, I mean, you're not supposed to like Emmitt Smith. Good job.
By the way,
Cardinals look pretty good, didn't they?
Oh, they did. And I'm real. Like, I told folks a while ago that the Cardinals are dangerous. Everybody who thinks the Cardinals are going to be an easy team for the Skins in week one are lying to themselves. Lying. That defense, Patrick Peterson, is real. The best quarterback in football, hands down. So the Redskins got to worry about Patrick Peterson. All right, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to discuss the Skins' possible 53-man roster after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Saint for ages. You dig? Deuces. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Right now we have the Skins Insider, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network, on the line with us. What's good, Lex?
Hey, guys. Hey, summer is almost over and it is football season. I can't believe it.
Finally, right? We got college coming up, too. I know you're excited about that.
Man, I'm so shocked that they're taking the gun, man. I did not that coming this week.
Thank you, Lex. Yeah, exactly. It's all about power.
I would talk about college before. You talk about Canaan,
Lex,
man.
Lex,
we was going to get to Canaan.
Lex, thank you. I'm glad you just...
It's all right, though.
I'm disappointed, Ray, for even going to like college football when Canaan's gone.
You say what?
I'm mad that Ray went to college. He went to college football when Canaan is gone. That's more important than college football. Canaan being gone is way more important than college football.
Absolutely. I mean, who cares about the first week of the college football season? It just happens to be Labor Day weekend. Listen, I was expecting to go to South Beach, and I found out later that I had a game on Saturday at Morgan State. They played Towson, and I'm disappointed because they made it a night game. And I could have been in South Beach.
I know
you guys would rather talk about Canaan than college football first week of the Labor Day weekend.
You already know this, Lex. Come on, man.
Well, you know what? Everybody was expecting either Tyreek or Dre to be killed by now, and it ended up being Canaan. They're keeping us guessing, so I guess that's a good thing for Power fans.
He ain't loyal, man.
Tyreek's not going anywhere because the show's about him. I don't know if y'all figured that out yet.
I haven't.
But the whole Power show is about Tyreek.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't figured it out yet. Tyreek ain't loyal enough for me, man. That dude ain't loyal. He ain't loyal to his parents. He ain't loyal to Canaan. He ain't loyal to nobody. I hate Tyreek. Canaan should shot him. I'll say it. Canaan should shot him. I'll say it.
Hey, you guys watch Wire, right? Back in the
of
day?
Course.
I did not.
I did. Definitely.
I won't lie to you. I didn't.
And do you remember who ended up becoming like one of the main characters, Little Michael?
Oh yeah, Little Mike that got that had the history of trauma with his stepdad raping him and stuff. Of course.
Oh, that's just tough.
Yeah, so this is basically The Wire 2.0. Tyreek is the new Michael. Just a little bit nicer, and not as gangster as Michael was.
See, I'll say this real quick before we go into the Skins. If you were making that comparison, Chris and Snoop would have killed Tyreek. And Canaan had the chance. Canaan was like that.
He would have been boarded up in Boston.
Exactly. That's my point. Hey, Canaan, he didn't make the 53-man roster. But who will, Lex, on the Washington Redskins right now? That's what we're getting ready to discuss. Wally has his thoughts already. He already is trying to get rid of daggone Fit Rob off the roster, man. It's crazy. It's going to be good, a refreshing point of view just to hear what you got to say.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm on his side. The way it looked last week,
I told
Fit
you.
Rob just got Debo'd by AT last week.
He got Debo'd.
AT put on the pad, and, you know, the pundits and all the commentators all week were talking about, oh, he's old, he can't do this. Mm-hmm. His 4.5 average is like 3.2 and all this crazy mess.
Exactly.
And AT went out there first carry, first series, and it showed everybody in the stadium. Might have added, it wasn't a lot of people in the stadium, but showed everybody that was in the building. And AT is still one of the top running backs in the NFL.
This show is brought to you by WeWearSkinnyJeans.com. WeWearSkinnyJeans.com. Check us out. Y'all crazy, man.
I told you, no loyalty.
Rob, y'all have no loyalty.
I have loyalty, man. I'm just telling you.
Rob is looking for a job right now.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell Ray. Like, there's a chance that he may not make this team, man. I'm telling you, like, Capri Bibbs is something. Like, he's a good backup for Chris Thompson if he goes down, right? But in terms of Adrian Peterson, you know he's going to start. P. Ron's going to back him up. That don't look good for Fit Rob.
Well, I'm going to say this, guys. It's coming down to special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be able to, you know, participate and contribute on the special teams? And that's the question that you've got to ask P. Ron, you got to ask Fat Rob, Bibbs, and Marshall. Which ones can help? And I think Marshall is kind of establishes himself as the number two behind Chris Thompson. And when you look at the running back situation, T-Ron has a fumbling problem.
Yeah, that's true.
And Rob has a run into my offensive lineman problem.
He sure does. He does.
You know, Bibbs looks good at times, but he hasn't really played with the first unit. So okay. I don't really know if Bibbs is going to get a fair shot. Unfortunately, he might get put on the practice squad again.
Well, I think somebody will snatch him up. So I'm looking at the Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. Hopewell, Virginia's projected Skins 53-man roster. They have, I see they have Cam Sims making the team. Do you see him making the team yourself?
I mean, based on the receivers on the roster, Cam Sims should be on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of the starters, in my opinion, really established themselves as concrete, you know, cemented in their position.
True.
I mean, even the secret weapon, Josh Dobson, I mean, they don't throw him the ball in preseason, so we don't really know what they're going to do.
I think he had like one. He got like one pass in the preseason. Hey, next week going on Josh Dobson.
Can we get the secret weapon, boys?
So I'm not sold. No, I think Cam earned a spot on this team.
Hey, Lex, Ray was like, can he get the secret weapon voice?
What, really?
Yeah. Here we go. That's what I wanted.
Hey, y'all making fun of me, but
No, we not. Don't do that to us, Lex. No, we not.
No, I think it's
hey,
I'm making
you,
fun of Josh Dotson.
It's the funniest thing.
He's making fun of Josh Dotson, not you, bro. Don't do that. It's Josh Dotson. Ray be hating on Josh Dotson, man.
No, I don't.
Josh Dotson like that. Y'all need to leave Josh alone, man. Josh.
Man, listen, we were just talking about the running back position, Lex. Come on now. Who's the number one receiver on this team? It's kind of comical at this point. At least last year, Pryor was thought to be that dude.
Well, I think will emerge again. Crowder, because he's not slot receiver. And,
97,
you know, historically, Alex Smith is going to go through his tight ends, running back, and the slot guys. So I think Crowder and whoever the tight ends are will do well with Alex Smith, the quarterback.
I mean, Kelsey was the Kansas City Chiefs' best receiver for a minute, so they got Tyreek Hill. So there's nothing wrong with that.
When you factor in the tight ends, I will say that, you know, it makes you feel a little bit more at ease as a fan and observer of the Washington Redskins. So you got me on that one. What position do you all want to go to next? I'm already in my mind thinking about linebacker and then the corner situation.
Let's talk about the corner situation. The kid, I want to say he's from, is it Southern or Grambling? Johnson? The cornerback?
Danny Johnson,
right? So he's from, what, is he Southern or Grambling? It looks like he's going to make the team. What do you think about him?
The thing is with the quarterback, it's really difficult, man, to kind of tell because they're not going against the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not really going against the top receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to gauge, you know, how they're going to play until week one. I mean, if I had a choice, I probably would give him a shot because mm-hmm. You know, our secondary wasn't the greatest, but I do believe because we've added some beef up front on that defensive line, I think it's going to help Josh Norman out. Who, by the way, he got burnt on Friday night.
We talked about that.
I don't know if you paid attention.
Oh, we talked about that, Lex. We talked about that.
Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, they had their way on him. So
you know what Shaq would say, Lex? Lex, you know what Shaq would say?
You say what?
You know what Shaq would say? You're a Laker fan. You know what Shaq would say? About
what would he say?
Barbecue chicken. That was barbecue chicken.
Hey, listen, guys. I really hope that, you know, that it was just an illusion. Mm-hmm. Because talent-wise, Redskins look good on paper.
Yeah, they
look good on paper this year.
They do.
So we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. When they play Arizona, we're going to hope that they can contain Larry Fitzgerald and not let him get 15, 16 receptions.
Well, you know, that's I mean, you know, there's a guy that, you know, they decided not to bring back in Bashaud Breeland, and they got, you know, they decided Quentin Dunbar is the dude.
But Lex, yo, no pass rush, though. It makes it that much harder on your cornerbacks. I don't know if anybody could have covered that night because the Redskins couldn't get to the quarterback.
Well, I'm honestly, I think for me, that's the strength of the team. I like the defensive line.
Me too. I like the defensive line a lot, actually.
Rookies are legit. Mm-hmm. Both rookies are legit.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think also you got Ioannidis, and once he gets healthy, I think he's going to make the defensive line much better. Do you think Phil Taylor has a slight chance to make the team? I don't think so, but I'm kind of hoping he does.
You know, it's really not a lot of spots that's left.
Yeah, I know.
And it's kind of unfortunate because we weren't like a playoff team, and it's amazing that guys are able to keep their jobs. But it's not a lot of spots available.
Yeah.
Real quick, Lex, what you think about Sean Dion Hamilton coming out, you know, after missing most of his senior year at Alabama, looking like he's hungry? Would you move him up on the depth chart?
Absolutely. Anybody that went and played in Saban's, you know, in his system, I'm keeping. Because, first of all, they played at the highest level in college football. We know that they were coached by arguably one of the best coaches in college football. So I would definitely keep them on the roster. That being said, a guy like Ryan Anderson, he's gotta come to play. I'm gonna give him another season. Ryan Anderson's gotta come to play. Hey, he's gotta do better.
You being real nice, Lex, because I mean I can't say what I want to say because it's on air, but
yeah, he just mouthed something to me saying he's some stuff that we can't say. Right? I know Wally's not really having a linebacking core as a whole, as a group. If it was up to him, it would be a couple guys, not named Zach Brown, wouldn't be on the roster. Freemason, you ever think about that? Making some T-shirts. As in free agent Mason Foster. But anyway, I think you make a good point. I don't know if it's always a given that Saban's guys are going to be good in the NFL or great. But when you come from that type of program, and then he had time with the injury to watch. I'm speaking again of Sean Dion Hamilton. I think he's going to be asset, and he can tackle. The tackling wasn't good in that first preseason game, and that's another issue that I had with the defensive backs. So you said it's not a lot of roster spots to go around on offense or defense at this point. How confident are you feeling with the group that is currently constructed?
I think I'm confident that we should be a team that will be competitive in the NFC this season. Now, that's barring injury. Now, we haven't seen Jordan Reed play the whole preseason. But we do know what Jordan Reed is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know Alex is going to go to his tight end. So I'm not really concerned about that. I'm not concerned about Chris Thompson because we know Chris Thompson is a high, you know, a high volume player. He's going to get catches. He's going to make plays when he's on the field. I think for me, you know, the linebacker position is still a concern for me. And, you know, when you allow the Denver Broncos, who really aren't known for having great running backs the last couple of years.
So true.
And to allow them guys to just have their way in that preseason game at home, that was kind of disappointing. And I really blame that on the linebackers.
Yeah, I agree. And, Lex, and like Fox also, like this linebacker, actually, like Fox's website, they actually have Martrell Spate not making the team. I think he should make the team. I think he's a guy that flashes, though, to be honest with you, in terms of that linebacker core. Well, I want to know your thoughts about him.
It's tough, man. I mean, you got Pete Robinson and you got Ryan Anderson. I mean, those guys, it's like you pick them out of a hat. You know what I mean?
You said Robinson? You said Pete?
They kind of have to keep Ryan Anderson because
– yeah.
You drafted them pretty high last year.
I know.
You know, so from a management standpoint, it doesn't look good that you might have a possibility of having two of your draft high draft pick from last year's class not make the team. So. With P-Ron having problems with fumbling and trying to secure a spot. Mm-hmm. And now you got Brian Anderson, you know, forcibly might be, you know, on the street because, you know, because of poor tackling and making bad, you know, bad reads. So, yeah, it's very possible for him, State, to be a part of this, to be a part of this mix. But it's going to be interesting because I think the storyline in Thursday night's game, though, is it's got to be, you know, the return of the great one, RG3.
Yeah. Too bad the game's not going to be here. It's in Baltimore. It'd be better if it was here. Then it would be. Then it would be amazing.
It would be. It would be perfect if it was in DC at FedEx. Mm-hmm. You know, one last time for Robert. But I mean, this might be it for him. Yeah. They're saying that he may not make the roster, which is amazing. He lost his job to Lamar Jackson. Not really surprised, but you know. It is what it is. Now he's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's got
to
find a job.
Yeah, but I think he'll make the team. Lamar ain't ready to be a backup just in case. I think I think he'll be the second quarterback, and Lamar will just have to learn. And Lamar will be on special plays, but I think they'll keep three. Lamar ain't ready to be an NFL quarterback at the moment. Do you think so?
No, I don't think he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he is exciting.
Yeah.
And I think when you have a team that's like, you know, not really a playoff caliber team, kind of in the middle. You know, having an exciting player energizes your fan base. And, you know, it's been a while since Baltimore has had a player like Ray Lewis that can kind of energize their fan base. And I think Lamar Jackson has that star, you know, star power. The way Michael Vick kind of, you know, took over Atlanta, I think Lamar Jackson could take over Baltimore the same way.
That's a bad comparison. I'm going to let you go, though. I'm not even going to go there, man. We can talk about that later.
Hey, Lex, before we let you...
Wait a minute. How is that a bad comparison? I mean, Lamar Jackson's stats were arguably better than Michael Vick in college. Michael Vick even said that.
Oh, yeah. So was Tim Tebow's probably, but it don't matter. When you look at just... Raw, matter of fact, I'm not even going with athleticism. Lamar Jackson is very athletic. But I'm talking about as a passer. Michael Vick had a stronger arm and a far more accurate arm.
He did. I think so, too.
And he threw – I mean, he was – Michael Vick was special. One in a kind.
Special.
One in a lifetime, guys, is like Michael Vick.
I don't know if he was one of a kind because there was a guy named Major Harris that played at West Virginia that might have been better, but unfortunately, he didn't get a shot. I'm just saying, go look him up.
Now you got me. I'm gonna look him up. I'm like Major Harris, Michael. I'm trying.
Look him up.
I'm look him up.
Virginia, he was great.
I'm gonna look him up. Hey Lex, I'm definitely gonna look him up. I'm on YouTube this joint. That's the great thing about YouTube now. But Lex, before I let you go, let the folks know about what you got going on and how they can reach you on social platforms.
Guys, you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Lex Diamonds without the A. Talking about politics, sports, entertainment, whatever. Football season has started. We got some games coming up. HSRN. You can definitely listen to us. Download the app. And, you know, it's going to be a long and a great college football season. I know you guys want to talk about that. But it is going to be a very interesting college football season.
You know it, Lex. Hey, Lex, appreciate you for being on, Lex. It's a great time. Now, football season's back. That means we're going to talk Skins week by week, 24-7 for real. Not this, you know, storyline crap. We're talking about real football game.
Hey, I'm happy. I'm ready, man. I'm ready for the Redskins to play that first game because these preseason games have been meaningless. We haven't seen Alex Smith much,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't seen Trent Williams, and I'm getting you know, I'm tired of not watching, you know, the real Redskins, especially the secret weapon. I can't get enough of it.
Hey, but Lex, man, appreciate you. We appreciate you, Lex. Catch you next week, all right, my man?
Secret weapon.
All right, guys, I'll see you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, bro. Again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network, our weekly Redskins contributor. And actually, you know, like he said, man, he be in it. You know, he knows everything about the Skins. He be in it. So anyway, man.
He be in it.
Go ahead, dog.
All Skins, everything. He be in it.
The Skins corners haven't looked great during the preseason. Should they bring back Rashad Breeland? We'll discuss that after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
I try and make it next month sooner, man. Fucking shred the shit up.
Yeah, much money, Jack. Much money.
Yellow beat. Holla at me.
And chewy on some hot. Like I told Tish, I see when I like you seen him twirl, then he drops. And we keep them to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop. And he be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and also on Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Against the Broncos, the Skins corners didn't look good at all. Should the Redskins consider bringing back cornerback and friend of the show, might I say, Rashard Breeland?
I'm going to say this, like I said with the running backs. It's too early to panic. Now,
I actually,
when I watched that game, because it was one play early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was Emmanuel Sanders, who looked amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
I hate when Washington makes like the...
Like they did Antonio Brown.
They make people look so like real. Just so great.
Yeah.
Even Eli Manning to daggone Nelson Aguilar. But here's the thing.
He said Nelson Aguilar?
Yeah.
Why Nelson? Nelson Aguilar?
Oh, he had a good game against the opening day.
Oh, he fried it.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. He did fry it.
That was his coming out party.
Sure was.
He was picked up on the waiver wire in fantasy right after that game. I'm just saying, we can go back a little further, real quick.
No.
Michael Vick on Monday night. I mean, hey, Michael Vick is a beast.
That's not even fair.
No, I'm just saying. Anyway, I hate when Washington does that. They make
that's Deshaun
so,
Jackson.
They
too.
Make people look
you
so great.
Deshaun Jackson, because Deshaun Jackson looked like amazing.
Well, he always looked good, but
exactly.
But Michael Vick. I mean, it was just like go deep, and I'm going to run it if I don't throw it, and I'm going to run for a lot of yards. Anyway, sorry. I went back and watched some film, old film, Carolina Josh Norman, and. He was considered the best corner in the game when the Redskins signed him.
Yeah. Well, one of the best corners. I always thought Patrick Peterson was better, but sorry, go ahead.
He was paid
no,
like
no,
the,
no, I
like
get
the
you.
Best
no,
corner.
No, I get
there
you.
Were some arguments whether Richard Sherman or Revis was still better, but Josh Norman was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of the top corner in the league, I think of guys like Champ Bailey. And Champ Bailey would stick you like white on rice.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Norman... Even watching those old Carolina tapes, he got beat a lot, but it just didn't get thrown to him.
Okay.
I'm serious.
No, I'm
you should watch it. Like, he brags about stopping Julio, but it's the defensive set they were running.
Yeah.
Now, watching him get beat in this game, it seemed like he couldn't stay with his man if the pocket didn't
get
the pocket. Yeah,
broke
right.
Down. Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback who was, again, Case Keenum, got outside the pocket. Then what was he going to do? Was he going to be able to stay with his man? Now, again, Champ Bailey.
Champion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would stay with his man.
Yes.
But Josh Norman got beat with the receiver coming back to the ball. Quentin Dunbar just like he couldn't cover.
Exactly.
He just looked like he flat out couldn't cover.
I felt
like there was no pass rush, which hurt the rest of the guys. But DJ Swearinger wasn't tackling well.
Even Monte Nicholson didn't tackle well. The whole defense looked bad. Yeah, the whole defense looked bad.
And it was a little bit concerning when you got
very concerning.
When
you're
you
being,
got
you're
a
so
hungry
nice.
Rookie in Josh Rosen, who I love, by the way.
He's not gonna start though.
He's not?
No, it's gonna be Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford starting.
Oh my gosh. Why? I thought he was gonna be able to take that from Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford
it was open competition.
Real talk.
He always looks good early.
He looked good
for Minnesota before he got his job taken.
All he does is gets hurt. It's not that he gets a job taken. He got hurt.
In Minnesota, he got his job taken.
No, he got hurt. That's what happened. He got hurt, and then that's what it was. It didn't get taken. He got hurt, and then he lost
so
his
why,
job.
So why he don't get it when he come back?
No, oh, because Keenum was winning. He won. Dude, you
before
know how football
works. Before Keenum.
All right, put this way. No. What do you mean before Keenum?
Didn't he start a year before that, too? Or was
he got
in
hurt again.
Still?
He always get hurt. All he does is get hurt. That's how he loses his job.
So who took his spot? Bridgewater that year?
Huh?
Did Bridgewater take
no,
his spot?
No, but he took Bridgewater. Actually, no one took his spot. He just got hurt towards the end. Actually, he was a starting quarterback. Bridgewater was out for the whole year. They traded to get him. Bridgewater was already out. They traded to get him. It's not. He doesn't lose
so
his job.
So it's
He doesn't lose his job.
It's hands down Sam Bradford. So I thought it was a competition.
Nah, Sam Bradford got the job. He's starting.
All right, well, Sam Bradford then.
That's still a problem, bro. Don't, again, it's still a problem. If the Redskins knock him out, then yeah, it is what it is. But it's still a problem.
They have a good running game. You set up that play. You set up that play action and the pass rush. If there's gonna be no pass rush, it's gonna be a problem.
There was no pass rush against them.
There was no pass rush.
So, but like, so that's what I'm saying. Like the defense was bad. Why not call up Bashaar Breeland? Like, especially the secondary.
But
like,
there's
to
no
me,
pass rush.
You
he
said
can't help
Dunbar,
either.
No, you're right though. But you said like Dunbar, who everyone thought would be like the guy to replace Bree. It's not like everybody calls out like the last game. But if you looked at the preseason games, he's had miscues. He's had miscues in a couple games in the preseason already, not even counting the Broncos game. So how can we like say that, okay, this dude is better than Bashaar Breland? Even, and again, it goes back to the whole premise. Even last season, your best cornerback was the guy you traded to the Kansas City Chiefs and Fuller. Your second best cornerback, you decide not to re-sign. I'm not last season. We're talking about last season. Your second cornerback, you decided not to re-sign.
Looking back, do you make that trade? Could you have traded for Tyrod Taylor, kind of like what the Browns did?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you what I would have done. I'm going to be honest with you. What I've done is that I would have either signed – there's a couple cornerbacks I would have signed. I would have went after – you may like laugh at it, but I would have went after Bradford and not even traded nobody. I went after Teddy Bridgewater, not trade anybody. Mm-hmm. You see how Teddy Bridgewater looks right now. Teddy Bridgewater looks like a start, like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL for the Jets. Like he is outplayed Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold will probably get the job. You know what I mean? So it's like there are other quarterbacks out there I would sign rather. And I like Alex Smith. I like Alex Smith, but why trade Fuller? You can keep Fuller and get another quality quarterback and still be a decent team.
I agree. You know, like I mean? Said, I look at Tyrod Taylor as a guy who.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor's a good one, but I don't think Tyrod would work well with Jay. That's my only issue.
What was I gonna say though? I wanted to point out that again, it's only one. You know, preseason. You gotta have a pass rush. You got to because Matt, you want to bring back Scandrick.
No, that's horrible. He's in Kansas City. He's horrible. You can. They may. I mean, Ioannidis will be back. Ioannidis will be back. So you can team up Ioannidis, Payne, and Allen, and maybe that helps the pass rush. On our Facebook page, the question was: should the Skins sign Breland?
And you got a freaking linebacker core that can't cover either.
Oh,
so
don't get me started.
If there's no pass rush, they're really gonna be left on the island. Yeah, running backs gonna have a field day catching over there.
Don't get me started. My boy Kenny said, no, and cut Norman. If you're going to roast, get roast to stop paying so much to do it. Dang. Marcus.
Man, Norman is not high on the fan.
I know.
Fan
he's really not, right though. Marcus Roberts said, no, he is too slow, and so is Norman. Dang.
You know what?
Rich Cross said Breland Island. Rich Cross, Breland Island. So, but yeah, I would resign Bree.
Kevin Durant called him Bashaud Island.
You know what I'm saying? I tweeted this.
But he's not healthy though. That's what I read recently.
He's not 100. He's waiting though.
Because
he's waiting his time.
There are teams that are interested and waiting for him to get healthy.
Yeah, the Chiefs are interested in him. He told us that, you know, he's communicated with the Redskins. But we don't know how that really is going to play out. So.
Yeah, if they wanted him back, they would have brought him back by now.
I mean, my whole thing is that if you're going after DRC, you're going after Scandrick. Why not go after Bree? That's my thing. Why not? If you're going after those dudes, why not go back and try to get Bree, who knows your defense? So, but we'll see. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. For my second minutes, I was go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Poppin' telecoppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you drop them. You can't man them.
them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Make sure, again, you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and also Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Leave us a comment. Give us a rate. You know what I mean? Like, all stars are great. 5 stars. I appreciate it. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at The Urban Sports, at Urban Sports Scene, or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll feature your comments, tweets, Facebook messages, and voice messages on the show. Let's start with some tweets. It's about who do you feel. The topic is, here's one of the topics, but the topic here is who do you feel. Who on the bubble for the Washington Redskins would you like to make this team? My man Gary on Twitter said J.P. Holtz. He plays tight end. He's more of the H-back. I think that would be great for Adrian Peterson. I totally agree with you. I think I would love to see him make the team. That would show that the team is committed to running the football. My man James Nichols Jr. said Cam Sims and Trey Quinn. I hope Cam Sims makes the team. I think Cam Sims is a guy that showed a lot of ability. I think Lex referenced that, saying that on the Redskins wide receiving corps, nobody from the first unit to now really hasn't shown you anything to say, you know what, they're A players. So why not have a Cam Sims, a guy with a boatload of potential who played, you know, under Nick Saban in Alabama. That is a thing for the Washington Redskins. If you're an Alabama boy, chances are you can ball. So I would definitely like that pick. My man T Liv on Twitter said it's obvious who gets my vote, shouldn't even be on the bubble, but we like size, speed, and combine numbers instead of instincts, ball hawking, and playmaking ability. You tell the people who I'm talking about. Hashtag HTTR247. My man's talking about Fish Smithson. Hey, T Liv, man, I know that's your guy. Fish, I didn't get the opportunity, didn't showcase his talents in the preseason. Unfortunately, you're right. There's politics in all of football, but what you do is that you showcase your talents when you can. The kid Danny Smith from Southern University, he showed his ability. Guy's opportunity, made plays, and flashed in camp, flashed in the preseason games, and now it looks like he has a good chance to make the team. So it's not always, I know at times people feel like, you know, the coaching staff, the organization isn't giving people a fair shake, but you see it all the time in football. Once you show a coaching staff, an organization that you got playmakers, then, you know, you get the opportunity. Again, man, if Fish doesn't make the ball club, hey, man, like, there are other NFL teams that, you know, if they did their scouting correctly, he can make it on their squad. So again, man, don't lose hope, my man. T Liv, Fish has an opportunity. If it's not with the Washington Redskins, he definitely can make an NFL team. So yeah, don't lose hope, man. He can still do it, man. He can definitely still do it. Thanks for you all. Thanks for listening to the show. Ray and I appreciate you all. We had a great time, you know, talking about the Washington Redskins. It's an exciting time. AP is in D.C. We got a Hall of Fame running back that everybody doubted, and he's showing the world that he can still do it. And don't forget, if anything, the dude that claimed it first was here. Wally from the Urban Sports Scene. All Skins of Everything. I claimed it first. Ray disagreed with me. Yeah, Ray, you did. You disagreed with me. Don't even play that crap off. You disagreed with me. All right. And many people on social media disagree with me. But as soon as, like, he touched down. Oh, he touched down sign with the Skins first. Oh, the Skins ain't gonna go after Adrian Peterson. That was the talk. Oh, the Skins won't. They won't sign him. They signed him. Oh, he ain't gonna look good his first preseason game. He looked good his first preseason game. AP's here, bro. He's here. He's here to create. He's here to bring the noise. He's here to bring the pain. All right. And who was there? Who said it? It was me. Yeah, I'm gloating. It was me. It was definitely me. So on that note, I want you all to have a blessed night. Take it easy. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.